The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Thurles. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to go through all seven races is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good form, Mark.
Yeah?
Pretty good form.
Good man. Busy all week in Ireland, isn't it, this week? A few fixtures moved there, and a good card today. Plenty of runners, competitive stuff in Thurles.
Yeah, virtual podcast today at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
One yesterday, and a couple of winners there. Hopefully a few today and Dundalk tomorrow night. So, yeah, keeping busy.
Good. And what do you make of Thurles today, Andy?
Yeah, it's a typical midweek fair, really, where none of the big guns are out. Very similar to yesterday's action at Down Royal. We haven't got any Cheltenham Festival clothes anyway, that's for sure. Last few days, when I've done podcasts, there has been a few that might turn up at the festival, but definitely won't be any such of the like this afternoon. But it doesn't mean to say that Willie Mullins hasn't got a say in one or two of the races.
Yeah. OK, well, let's get stuck into the action. The first race this afternoon is the 2:05. We start with a Mares Novices Chase over 3 miles, and Our Katie is 11-8. Down Ace, 13-8 to 6-4 this morning. Carrageen Kigelia is 13-2, 7-1 for Elsie, and Perfect Promise is the 25-1 outsider. Our Katie and Down Ace pretty much with the best form in the book, and in those two are at the top of the market. Do you see it between the two?
I do, yeah. Although, having said that, I wouldn't totally disregard Carrageen Kigelia, who run really well here last time out, and a lot of that stable's horses do go really well here at Thurles. But the main two are Arcade and Down Ace, as you mentioned. Both of them similarly rated. Probably the better horse of the two would be Down Ace if it was on pure ability. Horse that had a fairly bright campaign a season or two ago with Old Connections in England, and has run really reasonably well for Normie. The one slight negative I've got with her, well, there's two really. Her jumping sometimes isn't all that clean. She's not very big. That's the main issue. And secondly, I'm not absolutely convinced whether 3 miles is going to prove to be what she requires. All her best ones in around the 2-2.5 mile mark. And she weakened the other day when she was up to and tripped to 2.5 mile, 2.5 mile. So, with that in mind, I'm going to have to stick with our Katie, who I napped on the podcast last time out, when she won here on the 29th of January over 2.6 miles. And for, let's say, 2.5 miles of that journey, she didn't look like justifying favouritism when she was just in trouble and not really going anywhere in a rush. But on the run down to the last from the top of the hill, two out, she really decided to kick in the turbo. And she, in the end, got the better of Carrageen Kigelia quite comfortably on the pulse of the line. And it was that stamina which was the key component to her victory that day. And that's twice now she's won around this track when the emphasis has been on stamina. And with the ground drying out here today, that Thurles are certainly not as bad as what it has been of late. You know, she's going to need at least 3 miles to come into her own here. So with her course form secured, her ability to stay really well and keep going when the others are flagging, providing the Arcady can keep in touch with Down Ace, who I think will probably make the run in, and hopefully she can turn over Normie's runner in the latter stages.
OK, and we're Katie then. In the opener at Thurles, the 2:35 is the second race. This one is a beginner's chase over 3 miles, and Sumos Novios has been well backed this morning, 11-4 into 9-4 at the top of the market. Fina Kilmeade is 11-4, 3-1 for Rye Martini. Morning Wing is 5s, 8s for Annie Oakley, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Sumos Novios has got some pretty good form in the book, and he's run into some decent novices so far. A good second behind Marla Beach last time in a better race than this. So is this a good opportunity for him to get off the mark?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's clear form pick, and I think he's got the most promise of this lot. He's certainly the most scopiest anyway. He always has looked like a chaser ever since he won his point-to-point. He finished third in a bumper at Garran last year, and his two runs over fences so far have been at a very high standard. He's been up against the likes of Vizor Lido, Champagne James, Drumnia, and he bumped into Marla Beach the last day down in Punchestown. Although he got beat by Gordon Elliott's charge, it certainly wasn't any disgrace. Mola Beach has gone on to run well subsequently in the Topaz when he finished fourth, albeit he was said to have some kind of issue with him on that particular occasion. But way back in the field was under two, who obviously is a very smart horse in his own right. Kilcrea, who was fourth, has won subsequently. So that form looks rock solid. The time of the race is fairly good, and no great surprise to see him favourite here. The only issue really with me this morning was that he wasn't favourite. Quite surprised that they stuck Ro Martini and Fiona Kilmeade in there ahead of him. I mean, those two are useful, but I don't think they're as good as Isumos Novo. So they've finally got the right market leader. Although I respect the other two, hopefully Johnny Burke's charge will come out on top.
Okay, Sumos Novios in the 2.35. On to the 3.05 next. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles and three quarters. It's for 5-year-olds and all that are rated 0-102, and Glen Ode is the 7-2 market leader. 5-1 for West Shipmaster. 7s for Moss Groves. Corporate Box is 8s with Bendala Blur. 10-1 for Trucking All Night, and 12s or bigger for the others. A significant non-runner here as well. Number 16, 5 o'clock T, doesn't go. I suppose that opens it up a little bit, Andy. So what are your thoughts on the 3.05?
Yeah, 5 o'clock tea would have been dangerous to all here on the evidence of what we saw yesterday. Down Royal, he was creeping into contention, still going well when he got brought down at the top of the hill. But he doesn't contend, and that does leave the door open here for Glen Ode, who is beginning to gather up a collection of good runs at the track. And following a good placed effort back on the 21st of December, he went three places better with a pretty smooth victory in the end over today's course and distance. A few weeks later, the one feature about that round was his slightly iffy jumping, and that's been his Achilles heel throughout his career. As you can see by his form figures, he's unseated rider on three occasions, and sometimes he just doesn't get very high. I think this horse is a very ignorant horse, but that said, he's got loads of ability. He overcome a series of poor jumps, slow jumps and little niggly mistakes, and one or two times he got hampered because he lost his position last time out of Fairhouse, but he still had the quality and the stamina to finish second to that in-form Ard Millen, and that was a really good effort. But you know, it's very difficult to actually add up the amount of ground he lost on the way around there, probably upwards of about 10 lengths. So I think he's probably the winner without a penalty there. Handicapper certainly believes that, because he got raised £4 for getting beaten. But I still think he's on a handy enough mark, providing his jumping holds up, and that's the key component to him. If he jumps a clear round and he avoids errors, I think this Glen Ode will beat this lot easily, because he's got a great cruising speed, and you know, we know he goes well around the track. So a lot depends on Glen Ode's jumping. If it holds up, then I think he'll win, and therefore he's the selection in the 3.05.
Glen Ode, the selection in the 3.05. Then the 3.35 is the fourth race on the card. This is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Lock, Stock and Barrel is the 4-5 market leader this morning. Captain Hawk 7-2, 6-1 for Tushan. Show and Go is 9-1, 10s for La Hague, 12-1 for Winter Breeze, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Lock, Stock and Barrel made an encouraging debut last term, and also third in a bumper last year behind some useful enough types. Makes his hurdling debut in a pretty weak maiden hurdle from Powerful Connections, owned by Mrs. John Magnier, the Willie Mullins trained, and Ruby Walsh in the saddle. Andy, is it a decent 4-5 shot here?
It just wouldn't be for me at the price. I'm not pouring cold water over his form and his profile, because his two bumper runs have been of a very high standard. Certainly looks better than this lot. His second to Vigil at Leopardstown, as we well know, has been advertised on more than one or two occasions. And the two horses that beat him at Nace, Emerging Talent and Sub-Lieutenant, have both gone on to make up into useful novice hurdlers in their own right this season. Just been a little bit of a wonder or a head-scratcher why he's been off the track for the best part of 11 months. Obviously, he's had a bit of a setback, but the fact that there is good money for him this morning on his reappearance after that layoff suggests that Connections do think he's fit enough to do himself justice, and he's straight enough. And on ability, then he should really win. But there is a good each-way shape to this race, so therefore I'd like to offer up something as an alternative. Captain Hawks was a little bit weak in the finish the other day when he faded after making the run-in at Leopardstown. So with that in mind, I'll probably go with Tushan here as the perhaps bet without the favourite stroke each way selection. He was second beyond subsequent winner at Ryebrack Jack in that Limerick race over the Christmas period, staying on very strongly after being scrubbed along throughout the latter part of that race. And even though there was poor visibility the other day at Garran, there was enough to suggest that what I saw of that race, that he's capable of certainly getting into the frame here. He made a bad mistake at the third last, which rather cost him ground. And To be fair to him, he kept on quite well thereafter, trying to get beaten 9 lengths by a useful horse called Cliff House. Back in second was Raw Caviar, who went into that hot price favourite, but once again he found nothing off the bridle. So I think the form of that race is pretty good. And like I say, it doesn't matter which way you strip this race down, you'd have to suspect that Tushan will finish in the frame. So if you want to back him each way, place only or without the favourite, that's probably the way I'd attack that to 335.
OK, a couple of ways to consider Tushan in the 3.35 then. On to the 4.05 next, race 5 on the card, which is another main hurdle. This one's over the extended 2¾ miles, and the market headed this morning by Gulan Chosen and Speed Demon, who are both 11-4 joint favourites. Bits and Pieces is 4-1, 8-1 for Oscar Lantern. Savende is 8-1 with pros and cons as well, and 12s or bigger for the others. How do you see the 4.05 going, Andy?
Yeah, I thought this was a fairly weakish affair, if I'm being truthful. Didn't appear to be too many that I was mad keen on, but the selection would be Gulang Chosen, 11-4 currently with William Hill this morning. I think that's a fair enough price. I thought there was only two or three that could win this, and there are question marks over quite a few of them. And to be fair, I don't know a lot about some of the others who are sort of like on the verges of the head at the top of the market. Speed Demon, he's favourite. Courtesy of that run at Navan the other day over 2.7 when he stepped up quite markedly on what he'd previously done. But he was beaten fair and square by Gulang Chosen, my selection at Limerick, who ran well in the first time cheek pieces there. He travelled really well and just couldn't live with Irish Bulletin in the end as a strong stayer, but that was his best run of his life. And with the cheek pieces on again, he once again caught the eye at Nace last time out when moving into contention quite easily, going down to the second last, only to get outrun on the running by Russian Bill as a useful horse from the Noel Mead camp. I don't think there's anything wrong with either of those last two runs. He looks a strong traveller, he looks solid, looks as though he'll be suited to the step-up in trip, and he looks fairly straightforward as well, which one or two of these don't. So Gulang Chosen, I actually think I'll probably go off favourite here. He's 11-4 with William Hill, as I said this morning. That represents decent value there.
OK, Gulang Chosen. Each way value represents value, sorry, in the 4.05. Moving on to the penultimate race next, which is the 4.35. This is a handicap hurdle of the extended 2¾ miles, and it's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95, and a wide open betting heat this morning as well. 5-1 co-favourites of 3 with Old Time Melody, Sam and Tom, and Gary All at the top of the market, although there has been money for Gary this morning. 7s into 5s. 7-1 for the Grey Guy, Drisog Boy is 7-1 as well. 10-1 for Drive on Lockie, County Champions, and is 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. As I mentioned, Andy, one of the open betting races on the card, must be value in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's very hard to dig out the value in this race. I didn't think much of it, if I'm being absolutely truthful. I thought Put the Boot In might run okay here. He was the only one that I thought would offer up any what I could see reasonable value at a price. I see him at 25-1 this morning on the William Hill early morning prices, and that run here the last day wasn't a bad effort, you know. Behind the likes of Duty Dance, Oscar Swan and the Parties Over, all consistent in their own right. And we've seen several out that race already run well subsequently. So I think that form's okay. It's just course form, really, which is the main thing all going on. It's not the first time that this horse has run quite well at this track. And his ability to operate around this circuit should stand him in good stead here. Obviously, Old Time Melody's got to be respected. He was a fair winner last time out. He won on merit down in Fairy House. But he did get the advantage of racing around the widest part of the track that day when other horses went around the inner. So I wouldn't say he was flattered to win, but it was obviously a very good ride by Brian Cooper. Whether he adopts the same tactics here today, I'm not so sure. But when I was looking at the prices this morning, I thought Put the Boot In had a better chance than his odds suggested. In fact, he quite surprised me that he was 25-1. I'd make him a lot shorter than that. He comes out reasonably well on the figures, so let's go with John Walsh's charge each way at 25-1 to hit the ball out of the park in the 4.35.
Nice. 25-1 shot then in the 4.35. And the final race this afternoon is the 5.05. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and Alamine is the 6-4 market leader. 9-4 for Lockmore Road. Gala Ball is 100-30. 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Alamine, Andy, was fairly useful on debut. And the ground was probably too soft to make any kind of impression last time. So if he reproduces the form of his debut, he'd win this, wouldn't he?
He probably would, yeah. The thing is, though, it's a bit of a risk, isn't it, attached to backing him at a fairly short price, considering how poorly he ran the last day. Okay, the winner's okay. Space Cadet, of course, chased home pile on the pressure the other day. So your guess is as good as mine. I mean, it wasn't as if he was beaten just a little bit. He was beaten almost two fields and a dike. 6.5 lengths, 16 lengths, 2.5 lengths, 79 lengths back to the fifth. I mean, I'll come back a horse at a short price that was slaughtered that much. And if it was the ground, which was the key, he's going to get a bit of a rude awakening here today at Thurles, because by the time they run the last here at Thurles, I know this track, once it gets churned up here, it's going to be pretty soft, even though at the start of the day it'll probably ride okay. So with that in mind, I'll probably just look elsewhere for my winner here, and or certainly for the value. Obviously, Henry de Bromhead's child, Lockmore Lord, I don't know anything about him, but he could be useful. In fact, he probably wouldn't have to be useful to take this. Gala Ball, he ran quite well down in that Fairy House bumper won by Jetstream Jack the other day. And I thought he might represent the value in this race. He just got a little bit tired late on, but he was up against some fair horses that day, and I do like Tom Hyde's horses in these kind of races. He doesn't have that many nowadays, but the fact that he's booked Nina Carberry as well suggests that they mean business today with this Gala Ball. And around about 3-1, 130 this morning, I think he's got a good chance of turning over the jolly here.
Okay, taking on the favourite with Gala Ball. In the lucky last, let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your thoughts for Thurles one more time.
Yeah, not a meeting to get too overboard with betting-wise, but there are a few little tasty morsels on the card. Hopefully, Arcady's stamina will be the key component to winning that 205. Probably one of the best bets on the card has to be that Sumos Novios in the 235. You can still get a reasonable early morning price, and I suggest you take it. A lot depends on how Glenno jumps in the 305, but if his fencing technique holds up, then I certainly think he's got the ability to go in again at a track where he's obviously performed to a good standard already. In the 3.35, all eyes will be on Lock, Stock and Barrel. But if he fails to smoke, then hopefully Tushan will prove he's equal and certainly run a nice race and finish in the frame. The second best bet on the card has to be Goulain chosen in the 4.05. I like the way he's gone about his work in his last two starts. The 4.35 looks impossible, but I thought Put the Boot In was a huge price at 25-1, considering he's run to a reasonable standard four times around this track. And in the final race, I'm going to take on the favourite, Alamein, who got well stripped last time out, and go with Gala Ball, who showed a little bit of potential when running quite well first time up at Fairy House.
Fantastic. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Thurles this afternoon.
OK, mate. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.